Back in a few minutes.
That's all right. I came over to talk to you.
Oh?
Lucy, I just sent Ricky for a big spread in Photoplay magazine. Article, pictures, the works.
Wow, wonderful. What'd you want to talk to me about?
Well, about the article. You're a very important part of it.
I am?
Sure. You see, now that Don Juan is called off, we can play up the fact that Ricky is married. And the article's going to be entitled What It's Like to Be Married to Ricky Ricardo by You.
By me?
That's right.
What It's Like to Be Married to Ricky Ricardo.
You think you can handle it?
Handle it? I'm an expert in the field.
Good.
Hi.
There he is.
Hi, Ross. Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
You been waiting for me?
No, I came over to see Lucy.
Oh.
We were just discussing an article about you for Photoplay magazine.
You and Lucy were discussing it?
Yeah, it's called What It's Like to Be Married to Ricky Ricardo by me.
Oh, I see. You're going to write it and then you're going to put Lucy's name.
Oh, no, Ricky. We want this to be an honest, sincere account of exactly the way Lucy feels about you.
What's the matter with you? You crazy or something?
What are you afraid of, Ricky?
Oh, nothing, honey. It's just, you know, that you haven't got enough experience.
Haven't got enough experience. I've been married to you longer than anybody.
I don't mean that. I mean, you haven't got enough experience in writing.
She doesn't need any, Ricky. They give me a list of questions. All they want Lucy to do is fill in the answers.
See?
Well, I guess it's all right.
Well, fine. Now, here are the questions, Lucy, and send the answers to that address, huh?
Okay, I'll go right away.
I better be going. Okay. I'm setting up a big television show for you, Ricky.
Good.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Oh, and Lucy.
Yeah?
Don't be afraid of it. Put it down in your own words. Yep. Be natural.
I will. Yeah, okay.
Well, goodbye, Ross.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Well, what kind of questions are they?
Well, let's see now. Question number one, are you happily married? Question number two, does Ricky snore? Question number three, what kind of husbands do Latins really make? Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Listen, you sure you don't want me to help you with the answer?
No. Now I have to do this all by myself. Now you go away and leave me alone. Go over there and sit down in the chair and read your paper.
Yeah, well.
Just leave me be. Let's see now. First question. Are you happily married? There, didn't I?
Yeah.
Question number two, does Ricky snore?
What's that all the stuff you read in there?
I'm just answering the question about snoring.
Yeah, but weren't the first two letters N-O?
They were O-H.
O-H.
And the second word was B-R-O-T-H-E-R.
What's all that other stuff you're writing there now?
Just a few descriptive passages.
Just a minute. I want to see.
No, just go away. You can't see this. Go back and sit down in your chair and leave me alone.
No, all right. I'll go in the other room.
All right. Let's see now. What kind of husbands do Latins really make?
How do you know I was here?
I heard you breathing. Now go on back. Come on, get out of here.
Now I got a right to know what you're writing.
You have no right to see this until it comes out in the magazine. Now I mean it. Now go away and leave me alone.
I got a right to know what you're writing.
You have no right to see it. I'm supposed to do the... Come back here, you two. I'm supposed to do the... You go on and get out of here.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm supposed to write an article about Ricky all by myself, and he won't let me alone.
An article?
Yeah, it's for Photoplay magazine. It's called What It's Like to Be Married to Ricky Ricardo, and I have a lot of questions I have to answer.
Oh, boy, what an opportunity. I wish I'd get a chance to write an article like that. who'd buy it? True horror stories?
Oh, you funny, funny woman.
All right, everybody. I cannot create with a crowd around.
Now, look, Lucy, you listen to me.
Look, Ricky, I'll make a deal with you. If you go away and let me answer these questions, I promise I'll let you see them before I send them in.
You promise?
I promise.
Come on, Ricky, we'll take you down to Will Wright's and buy you an ice cream soda.
Now, Ethel, we're not going there again today.
Yes, we are now, Fred. They got 24 flavors, and I've only tasted 20.
Come on, Rick. I'll need you to help me push her through the door.
Take your time, everybody. I want to do a good job on my first big assignment.
Yeah, well, but just watch what you know.
Never mind now. Hello? Oh, no, Ross, he just left. You did? Oh, that's wonderful. Wait a minute now, I'll write it down. TV Coast to Coast. Ricky's gonna MC the Heart Fund. Oh, gee, Ross, that's wonderful. Say, I don't suppose they might need a pretty girl to lead the guest stars up to the microphone, huh? Yeah, well, I happen to know a redhead who... Oh, they have. Oh, well, okay. Say, Ross, I just happen to have a thought. Ross, instead of my writing that article for the magazine, how about you getting someone to interview me and ask those questions about Ricky on that program? And that way, people all over America could... How's that? Oh, well, all right, I'll mail it into the magazine. Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to him the minute he comes in. Ross, I don't know if I ever told you, but you know, I can play glowworm on the saxophone, and I have sort of an act built around it where I... Ross? Oh, Ross. Operator, you cut us off. Oh, you did. Okay, thanks.
Article coming.
Fine. I'm all finished.
Good.
Hey, Ross called. There's a message on the desk there.
Yeah. Hey, this is great. Television show Coast to Coast for the Heart Fund, huh?
Yeah, Ross seemed pretty excited about it. Ricky.
Yeah?
About the television show, I have a question for you.
Well, I'm pretty sure what it is, and I have an answer for you.
Well, I'm pretty sure what your answer is, but let me ask it anyway.
All right.
Can I be on the show?
No.
10 seconds, that's the fastest we've ever done it.
That's all you're gonna say? You're not gonna get mad or anything?
Why should I get mad?
I got a sinking feeling in my stomach when you get that look in your face.
Oh, don't be silly. Why should you get a sinking feeling? After all, if you don't want me on the show, that's your business.
Well, I must say you're very understanding.
Sure, just forget I ask.
Good.
Now, would you like to see my answers to these questions?
Yeah, sure would.
Which set would you like to see?
Which set?
Guess I made an alternate set. These are about my dear, darling husband who's such a considerate angel. And these are about the dirty rat who won't let me be on the show.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I?
But that's blackmail.
Oh, come now, let's not call it that.
That's what it is.
I know, but let's not call it that. Now, would you like to hear me read these?
Never mind, never mind. I know what I'm licked.
Then I can be on the show?
Yes.
Cuban Scouts honor?
Cuban Scouts honor.
Thank you, dear. Now then, what do we do on the Heart Fund benefit? I have a few ideas. Listen.
Now, if you don't mind, I'll decide what we do in the show, all right?
Well.
After all, blackmailers can be choosers.
I just want to make sure you choose something that shows me off.
You just don't worry about that, huh? You just mail this thing and leave the rest up to me. I'll take care of you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
No, not really. I got something for you to do. Something good. Scout's honor.
Well, okay.
That'll be great in the show.
Hi, honey.
What kept you?
Oh, honey, I had to wait for Mother to get back from the hairdresser so she could take care of the baby. But I'm here now. Come on, let's rehearse.
Okay, let's see now. Let me get you. Here's your music.
Oh, boy, I get to sing, huh? La, da. Humoresque? I'm not the humoresque type. Why don't you let me sing a song that's more my style? Like, let me go, let me go.
Look, after hearing that, I'm tempted to really let you go.
Oh. Well, this is a very cute bit. It's kind of a musical trick. See, we sing two songs at the same time.
Two songs at the same time?
That's right, but they work out together, all right.
Oh?
Fred, you know the bit.
Sure.
You want to do it with me, short term?
Yeah, no.
Let Fred do it for you, then you can see what I mean. You sing Humoresque, and I'll sing Swanee River.
All right.
One, two.
So all the many joys by magic song of the joys be bringing, the night is gone by here away. Let the music play, my heart is burning, smart is the way that you be, there's where the aura stands.
Hey, that's wonderful. I think I can do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are, honey. Now you sing Humoresque, and I'll sing Swanee River.
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
Give you a little ski there, Marco. Give you two. One, two.
Songs of many joys, my magic song of sweet rejoice, be bringing my humoresque. There's where my heart is burning ever.
You started singing Swanee River. You've got to stick to humoresque. You switched.
Oh, I thought something sounded funny. Well, I know Swanee River so much better. Why don't you let me sing that?
Oh, sure, honey. Here.
Okay.
You ready, Mike? Give us a... One, two...
Way, 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 way down upon the Swanee River. What's the matter?
Well, honey, you got to wait for me. We got to do it together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, two. One, two...
Way down the magic
swan. just can't do it. You can't do it at all.
What do you mean I can't do it? You said I could be in the show.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, but I try. You can't do this, and I got the whole show routine. There's nothing for you to do.
Well, give me something else to do.
I'm sorry, honey. The whole show is already routine. There is nothing that you can do.
Oh, isn't there? It's a good thing I didn't mail this. I guess I'll have to mail him my revised copy after all.
I thought you tore that up. What did you do, paste it together?
No, I just saved a carbon copy in case of an emergency. And this, my Latin lover, is an emergency.
Second thought, I think there is something in there that you can do.
What is it?
It's a Spanish dance number.
Spanish dance number. I can do that. Come on, let's rehearse it.
Well, if you don't mind, I would like to go to the mailbox and drop the right answers in the box first.
Honestly, did you ever see anybody stick to an idea like Lucy?
She's a regular human mustard plaster.
Where did Ricky go?
Oh, he went down to the corner, but he'll be back in a minute.
Oh, I just wanted to check with him on this costume. It's for the Spanish dance. The matador number? I'll catch him later.
Just a minute. Does somebody's head go in there?
Yeah.
This isn't by any chance a Spanish dance between a lady matador and a Cuban bull, is it?
Oh, Ricky's the matador. I don't know who he's got for the bull.
Oh, brother, what'll Lucy do when she finds out she's the bull?
She'll probably gore him.
I think I'd better warn her.
Now, Ethel, do me a favor and keep your big bazoo shut.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the matter?
Oh, boy, this is a switch. For once, the bull will be full of Lucy.
All right, now here's the way that the Spanish dance number goes. You see, I come out here and I sing a few bars, and then you make your entrance.
Uh-huh.
See, now you come from here, and you come like this.
Like that?
Yeah, that's right. Like that. Go on, try it. No, honey, don't snap your fingers there.
Well, I'm pretending I have castanets in them.
Well, the part you're playing doesn't use any castanets.
No castanets.
Do it again without the castanets. Go ahead, come on.
Are you sure this is right?
That's right.
I've seen very few Spanish dancers in this position.
Honey, the song explains the whole thing.
I'm not by any chance a senorita with lumbago, am I?
Now, let me explain it to you, honey. Look, you see, at this part of the number, I go back here and I take out a big red cape. And as you come on, I go, Toro! Toro!
Toro?
Yeah.
Isn't that Spanish for bull?
Yeah.
Ricky Ricardo, you tricked me.
Now, just a minute. The bull is very important in this number. It's a very dramatic role.
Oh, sure.
It is, honey. Now, I'm out here. I'm doing this number. And when the bull comes in, you see, you're just ferocious. You're just fierce, and you're stamping the ground, and you're pawing at it, and you're wild with rage. Your only thought is to kill me.
You can say that again.
Well, look, honey, I have given you your chance. If you don't want it...
Some chance.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah?
The prop department wants to know if this is all right, or do you want them to make some changes?
Yeah, this is fine. This
it's
is
silly something. Of me to ask, but what is that?
It's your costume.
My costume?
Yeah.
Oh, is she going to wear this?
Well, I thought she was, but I guess that was
Yeah, I'm going to wear it.
Well, good girl, good girl.
Now, shall I tell the prop department it's all right?
Well, now, let me see. Yeah, I think it looks... You know what I would like, though? I would like a more ferocious, fierce look. You know, like...
Let me see that again. Could you come along and let them see that expression? I could never describe it.
Gee, I'm surprised, Lucy. I didn't think you'd go through with it.
Yeah, what made you change your mind?
Well, Ricky's right. The bull is very important in this number. At least he will be, shall we say, with a slight change of personality.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me lad, and kiss your cousin Kate. She's the one you used to swing and ride the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May in dear old Donegal.
The moment for the kill. Ross Elliott played himself, and the prop man was Ray Kellogg. Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.